Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Jessica. I'm the fraud specialist here at customer support. How can I help you?
Stancia, who in the world has ever ordered this product from you guys? I have no idea what it is. I got two charges here for, hold on a minute. One is for $87.43 and the other one is $89.65. Whoever ordered this product from you guys.
Okay, let's take a look here. Well, I have an account here in front of me just to make sure I'm looking at the correct account. Can I have your first and last name?
First name Joseph, last name is Marsiglia.
Okay, thank you. And can you verify your address, please?
The address is 15 Mohawk Drive, South Barrington, Illinois.
Thank you. And it says here that the product
there
that
was
ordered
in the mail a couple of weeks ago. I recall was from, I think, from California. I went ahead and put it right back in the mailbox and mail it back with something inside an envelope. So I assume might be the same, but who in the world has ever ordered from you guys?
Okay.
So that's not the first time this happened, because they had the same problem I had about 5-6 months ago, and I had to call Discover, and the Discover was able to go ahead and solve the problem. But obviously, you guys, after 2-4 months, whatever, you start all over again. So I would strongly suggest right now, otherwise I call the Attorney General's Office, Consumer Fraud Division. Completely cancel my name out of that. Give me credit for the $87.42 and $89.65. Or I'm going to proceed with the Attorney General's Office.
Okay, well, it says here that basically what happened is the name of the product that was ordered is the Biotech Solutions Testo
XL.
Nobody's
ever ordered anything from you guys, I'm telling you. Not with my credit card, okay?
And the Biotech Solutions Celexrain RX.
I have no idea what the heck that is.
This is a male enhancement product. It helps to it helps with testosterone. It helps to increase energy. So you're saying that you've never placed an order for that product?
Nobody has ever ordered any product from you guys.
Okay. Let's see here. Can I have your email address, please?
How do you come up with those things? I have no idea. How do you come up with those things?
Well, it seems like what happened is that back on March 19th of 2020, someone placed an order for the products. They had paid shipping and handling to receive the product, which is $7.49 plus
$6. Okay, so automatically, then you guys go ahead and start shipping after that, right?
Okay,
without
yes.
Anybody ordering it.
What happens is,
go ahead, automatically go ahead and start shipping.
Whoever placed the order, before the customer places the order, it explains to the customer in the terms and conditions, it will be a 14-day trial period. And it also explains that if they don't cancel within the 14 days, then on the 15th day, the customer is billed the full price of the products.
So automatically, you guys are going to go ahead and do that without notifying the consumer about that. You just automatically go ahead and assume that the person is going to go ahead and reorder the product, right? That's what you tell me.
Yes, it is. It becomes an automatic subscription. That's correct.
I don't know what the state of California, the thing that you guys operating from, what are the laws there. But in the state of Illinois, you cannot have an automatically ship and automatically reorder of a product without the individual knowing he or she what is ordering for.
Okay.
So I repeat, delete my name, my address, out of whatever you guys were shipping me you have, and also go ahead and automatically give me credit for this, because I'm going to call Discover right now, and I'm going to complain about this, and I'll have them get involved with you guys too.
Can I have your email address, please?
Sure, Marsiglia Joe at sbcglobal.net.
Thank you. And can I have your phone number?
847-852-0106.
Thank you so much. And it says here that all the information that we have on file is matching with your personal information. You know, if someone was trying to fraudulently use your credit card, everything would be different except for the credit card. But they do have, it does have on here your personal information.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
okay,
saying
you
that you've never
deleted out of my personal information that you have, okay? You can send an email, you can call, it goes directly to my office and comes right back to me. I repeat, you go ahead. I'm going to call Discover Card right now. I'm going to call the Attorney General's office from California because I think that you guys operate from, even though you have the phone number that you have here from Texas. Because the phone call that I received a little while ago was from California, and I think I'm talking to you. You're probably located in California. We had this problem a few months ago, about 3, 4, 5 months ago or so. It has to be the same company.
Okay, so you're stating that you never place an order?
Absolutely not. There was no order. If you had a product that shipping for free or something, just to go ahead and pay for the mailing, it is possible that my son let it go ahead and do that. But as far as ordering the product, nobody has ordered the product from you guys. So you're falsely advertising that you are sending somebody something for free just to go ahead and get the name and address and credit card number, and then you go ahead automatically start shipping your product, which nobody ordered.
Okay.
I've been practicing law for the last 40 years, and I every now and then I run across where a client is filing lawsuits complaining about exactly what you're telling me. Now, unfortunately, you're not in the state of Illinois, because if you were, I would have you closed down right now.
Okay, I understand everything you're saying, sir.
I'm very
now,
upset.
Now, the customer, whoever places an order online,
They have to play it or not. If you guys ship something for free, okay, something for free and pay for shipping, it's not an automatically shipment for you guys to go ahead and start charging an arm and a leg for a product that I have no idea what the heck that is.
Okay. Alrighty. So I do want to let you know that we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online.
I am the owner of the credit card, because I'm looking at right now at my statement with $87.43 and $89.65. My beef is with your company, with you guys right now, that nobody ordered the place that order, and you guys went ahead and charged for, and the product was never received to start with because you have my address.
Okay. So you're saying that you've never received anything?
I received something a few weeks ago. It was in an envelope. I did not recognize whatever the product was that I ever ordered, and I went ahead and shipped it right back.
Okay. Well, when I say the owner of the device, I'm speaking about the device that was used to place the order.
Device. What kind of device are you talking about? Device. What is the device?
A device that was used to place an order. It could either be through a cell phone or a computer. It can be a cell phone or a computer. Now, your local authorities will be able to verify the location where the order took place. I do want to let you know, that we can file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for
a
pending investigation.
Exactly what you are doing right now. This is a fraud. And I will definitely write a letter to the Attorney General's office from the state of California, and also so that I don't miss, also for the state of Texas. And on top of that, I'm going to call Discover the two things I'm going to do. Number one, I'm going to go ahead and have them fight it with you guys about those two charges. Number two, I'm going to go ahead and have the Discovery card replaced, because you guys, you're definitely exercising fraud. That's what you're doing.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. And I do want to let you know, if there is a false claim of a fraudulent charge, it can result in penalties.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore, okay? You go ahead and give me credit for right now for the $87.49.65, okay? And I'm not here arguing with you. I know you work there for whatever company, whatever this shitty company is, okay? But I'm just telling you, go ahead. If it is in your power to go ahead and give credit for those two charges, you go ahead and automatically do that. Because, as I said, the two things I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go ahead and call Discover Card, exactly, tell them exactly what you guys did, question those two charges, and also go ahead and have a new credit card, because the Discover Card.
Okay. Do you want to agree to proceed with the claim?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to proceed with the claim in the investigation?
Do I want to proceed? I will definitely proceed. If you right now don't tell me that you give me credit for these two charges, I will definitely going to continue. Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm giving you hell, but at the same time, as I said, I'm very upset about these two charges. I know you just worked there.
I'm still here, okay?
Yes.
Thank you for your patience.
I'm still here.
I'm still here. I do appreciate your patience, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
now,
for your patience.
Let me ask you something. Is your address 2648 East Workman's Avenue, Suite 3001, West Was it Covina, California?
What is the address again?
2648 East Workman Avenue.
No, where did you get that address from?
Well, I'm going back about 3 months ago. There was a complaint filed. I'm checking right now. A complaint filed against a particular company for fraud for the same thing that I'm talking right now.
No, the return address. This is a return address that they have, but the company has a return policy. It would have been P.O. Box 5006, Buena Park, California, 90622.
So this particular address is not familiar to you then?
I'm sorry?
This particular address is not familiar to you then? It's on West Covina, Covina, California.
I'm not sure. It doesn't sound familiar. Give me one moment, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I do appreciate your patience. I'm still here, okay?
I'm still here. A few more minutes. If not, he can call me back, okay?
No, I'm almost done notating the account. I do appreciate your patience, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Alrighty, thank you so much for patiently holding. So, Mr. Joseph, I have already opened up the investigation for you as well. I will be helping you with a full refund for the $87.43 plus $89.65. You're going to be receiving that full refund back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Please let me know when you're ready to take down the refund confirmation number.
Go ahead.
Okay. It is R as in Robert.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
159.
Yes.
678.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Once again, it is R as in Robert, 159-678.
Okay. Let me repeat. R as in Robert, 159-678. R Robert. 159-678. That's the
correct
confirmation number. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty, so you're gonna.
Again, sorry that I jump all over. It's not my style normally, but I got very upset about this thing. Of course, staying home with this COVID-19 doesn't help either.
I understand. It's okay, no problem.
I'm sure we'll probably get phone calls like the one I'm just made to you. Anyways, have a nice day.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.